531. We are joined now on Pacific Days by Molly Molly Tamale, electronic warfare specialist with the New Zealand Navy, to share about her incredible journey with the New Zealand Defence Force in the lead up to Anzac Day celebrations tomorrow. Maloe lele, Molly Molly, thank you so much for joining us today.
Maloa Peter, thank you for having me.
Well, by way of introduction, firstly, share with us a little bit about yourself, Molly Molly.
So, Korihingoa ko Molly Molly Tamale. I come from Tonga. I was actually born there, Aonua Ewa. But my family descend from Haapewa Hawaii, as well as Kalonga.
Tell us a little bit about your current role, electronic warfare specialist with the New Zealand Navy.
Yes, so my role, I love my role. We identify electrical transmissions through the atmosphere. We are part of the wartime fighting team for the ships. So, and we deal with anti-missiles and coming up with any way to defend the ships. That's pretty it.
Take us back to the beginning of your journey with the New Zealand Navy, New Zealand Defence Force. Molly Molly, how did it all start and why?
Growing up, I always knew that I would be in the military. I wasn't sure which one. So after COVID, I was like, oh, yeah, this is about time to do it. And I did LSV, which is like a limited service, a volunteer service, which is based at Pinopai, the Air Force base. And so I went and did it for 6 weeks. And during those 6 weeks, we had a tour around here at the Navy base. And I came here, they served velvet cake and lamb chops. I kid you not, I was sold. Polly girl gotta eat, we gotta eat. And I was sold, and I was like, Navy it is. So last year, I joined and I went through my basic training last year. So now it's been a year and I'm still loving it. I'm loving it, actually love it more than I thought that I would. Enjoying it.
Molly Molly, have you been able to travel outside of New Zealand? And if so, where to during your time with the New Zealand Navy?
Yes. So after my basic training, I did my branch training. And while I was doing my branch training, I was able to hop on ship. So they flew us out to Sydney. In Sydney, we jumped on the ship, the frigate that was there, Te Mana, and we sailed back. It was a pretty cool experience, considering that like while we're at sea, I look out and it's like, hey, I am Polynesian. This is our land, the ocean, and I enjoyed every moment of it. And even when I got back, I went to Australia. I went back to Sydney, this time for training. I was over at HMAS Watson, but it was a great experience. I was there for 2 months. I got back just 2 weeks ago. So, yeah, it's great. Like for those who want to travel, Navy's where it's at. It's where you gotta be, man.
Come on. Molly Molly, in terms of our Pasifika personnel, have you come across many in the New Zealand Navy or the New Zealand Defence Force in general?
There's not a lot of us, but those who are Pasifika, we're very tight-knit. I know that before I went over to Australia, we would meet up every month. And we will go to church together, like at the church service here. We all meet up and dress in our in our traditional clothing, and we meet up. After that, we go and have a kai at one of the whales, and we just have a talk, kanoa, just catch up. And we do that monthly, like at least we try to. And also we do sporties too, just for Pacifica, but we have it. It's more like a family orientated, where we all gather together with our families. The little kids come along and we play sports together. So it's very, really family. We really get together a lot, and it's great. I feel like I'm not even missing home that much simply because I have this community backing me up here. So it's great.
Molly Molly, during your time with the New Zealand Navy, New Zealand Defence Force, what have been some of the lessons or some of the skills that you've taken with you?
Definitely resilience. Like coming in, I didn't think I would have been able to do a lot of the physical things. Considering like one, I'm a wahine, like I've always felt less, but it's not so much. I realize that resilience doesn't come from me, it's from you in a group. We really draw our strengths from those around you, and it does reflect our own background, from like being in a Polynesian, like in the South Pacific, where we are a community, that's where we draw our strength from. And I didn't see the how that would correlate to my life here in the Navy, but it definitely does help. It's definitely like more like family orientated, but the resilience really do come through for me, at least, yeah, in that regard.
With the Anzac Day celebrations tomorrow, is there any special activities going on for yourself?
Not for myself, unfortunately. I missed out, but I know there's a group. So I know there's a group of us Tongans who are going back to Tonga to celebrate Anzac there. And it's not just the Tongans. There's Samoans and Niuean and the Cook Islands as well. So everyone is who are from that country will go back to the country and then celebrate there, together with the whānau and everyone back home. So I think it's very special to actually go back to our roots and celebrate it with family there as well, and commemorate those who have gone by.
With that moli moli, your thoughts, you are continuing legacy, a great legacy of many that have come before you, that have, you know, given many their lives in service of our country, and those such as yourself that continue to maintain the freedoms that were hard fought for you know, generations past?
I think it's I'm very privileged to be here in this position right now. I've always felt, I felt very welcome from the get-go, and not only just represent New Zealand in the Navy, but represent my culture and my family back home. Like, for example, like when we graduated, we had like a little culture group at the end of our graduation, where we were able to wear our traditional clothing, and I was able to wear the awala to represent me being Tongan. And that wasn't just for me. There were other people, like the Māori, they wore, like, it was very, I don't know how to put it. I just felt very privileged and honored. And I'm glad that we have systems like that in place here in the Navy that enables us to showcase our culture and showcase our language. And like, I think for the next upcoming BCT, I'm looking to take lead into actually teaching some traditional dances to the BCTs when they do graduate. So I'm just like, if there's anyone that wanna, you know, to showcase their culture dances, please do let me know. I'm more than willing to learn your culture dance, so I can teach it to the BCTs. More than welcome to help out.
Ma whana. And finally, any words to our Tongan community watching and listening, and any advice for those that may be looking to join the New Zealand Navy or New Zealand Defence Force, and some advice from your journey so far, Moli Moli?
Just maybe a bit of advice is just get out there and do it. We tend to kind of sit back and let others, and to watch others become successful and do what they want to. But seriously, like, we are, our people are the people of the ocean, and there's no greater place that I would rather be than here. And if this is like, I'm more than happy to talk if you want to talanoa or anything, but honestly, just get out there, do it.
Mā whana. Moli Moli Tamale, Electric Warfare Specialist with the New Zealand Navy, mā lo o pito. Thank you so much for your time today, Moli Moli. Keep up the amazing work. O whātu. Thank you.
Mā lo. Thank you.